New measures will protect migrant workers at risk of exploitation, with the Albanese government announcing a plan earlier this week to enforce labour rights of temporary visa holders and crack down on Australian employers who attempt to exploit migrant workers. Minister for Immigration, Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs Andrew Giles has termed the situation a crisis of exploitation, which reflects one in six recent migrants paid less than the minimum wage. The legal changes, to be introduced to Parliament in coming weeks, will increase penalties and include making it a criminal offence to coerce someone to breach their visa conditions. I asked Associate Professor Basina Farbenblum from Migrant Justice Institute and the University of New South Wales Faculty of Law and Justice more on what these protections could mean.
We know exploitation of migrant workers is widespread. The overwhelming majority don't feel safe to do anything about it because they're worried it will affect their visa. And we've done surveys of over 10,000 temporary migrants. We found that three quarters are paid less than the casual minimum wage. But of those who are underpaid, 91% told nobody and did nothing. Advocates have been campaigning for a long time now to try to get visa protections for migrant workers. What was introduced on Monday was, first of all, a commitment to a pilot for a new short-term visa that would allow migrant workers to stay in Australia if they're pursuing claims for the wages they're owed or enforcing their other labour rights. The second element is a stronger assurance that those migrant workers who might have breached their visa but come forward to report exploitation and claim their wages will get a strong assurance that their visa weren't cancelled and it won't affect future visas. One other really important change is for workers who are sponsored by their employer, they would be given 6 months with work rights to find a new employer if they leave their current employer. And that's really important because we know that a lot of workers who are sponsored end up stuck with an employer that's underpaying or abusing them in some way, because if they leave that employer, they lose their sponsorship. And with only 60 days to find a new sponsor, they may be out of the country. And that has the effect of those people just not speaking up when they're mistreated at work.
I understand that the Migrant Justice Institute surveyed 15,000 migrants over 5 years. What are some of perhaps the experiences that you've heard directly from migrant workers suffering exploitation?
Well, we know that underpayment is widespread and in many cases really quite severe. For example, among international students, we found that one in four paid less than half of the casual minimum wage. Most migrant workers believed that other people on their visa were earning similar to them and that there wasn't really much point in doing anything about it. And that's really troubling because it reflects the fact that there's a different labour market where international students and other migrant workers are paid less than they're owed under the law, but they believe that's somehow what they're entitled to. And hopefully these changes will start to bring about a different mindset that actually migrant workers are entitled to exactly the same wages as Australian workers and that they can enforce their rights. We've heard many stories, even indicators of forced labour and modern slavery, like having a passport confiscated or paying a deposit for a job, which means that the person can't actually leave for a period or they'll lose their deposit. I think also just some confusion about what could lead to visas being cancelled. We found a very large proportion of international students believed that if they didn't pay rent or they had a tenancy dispute with their landlord, that that could affect their visa, which is absolutely not the case. This very broad concern for visa problems across all different areas of migrant workers' lives.
With the legislation introduced into Parliament in the coming weeks, how do you think these legal changes will actually best reflect the needs of migrant workers and unions to help eliminate some of the controls for exploitation in the migration regime?
There are a couple of changes that the government said they're going to introduce very soon into law. Some of that's new offences for employers that exploit migrant workers and higher penalties as well. And there's also another really important change, which is removing a provision that makes it a criminal offence for a migrant worker to work outside their visa. And that will be removed from the Migration Act. And there'll be a clarification that the Migration Act has nothing to do with access to to workplace protection, so that if someone has breached their visa, or even if they're not on a visa but working in Australia, they're entitled to exactly the same work rights as any other person, and that they're protected by anti-discrimination laws, by workplace health and safety laws, and we're going to see a change in the Fair Work Act as well, that they're protected by that Fair Work Act legislation. That's a really important confirmation that workplace laws apply to everybody regardless of their immigration status.
Are there other specific challenges to the effectiveness of visa-based protections?
The government is now entering what they're calling a co-design process for those protections. We're yet to see exactly what they look like. It's a little early to tell whether they're going to reach their full potential in terms of empowering migrant workers to actually come forward and address workplace exploitation. What we have proposed is that migrant workers should be entitled to those protections if they approach the Fair Work Ombudsman or another government agency, but also if they bring a claim through a community legal centre or a private expert lawyer or through a trade union. Those other elements we believe are really critical in terms of the effectiveness of these protections, because we know that many migrant workers are afraid to approach the government regulator. It's those organisations that have deep relationships and trust with migrant workers that are really best placed to assist them to bring those claims forward.
From your own experience, how important do you believe the voice of migrant workers are in these changes?
It's absolutely critical. And, you know, we've seen for years that a lot of the efforts that the Fair Work Ombudsman have made have not been effective because they're not responsive to migrant workers' experiences. And we know from these surveys of so many migrant workers, but in their own voices and their own experiences, it doesn't matter if they have some assurance that everything will be okay. If that's not watertight and they know 100% that their visa won't be affected, the overwhelming majority will never speak up. So listening to their experiences and having their voice present in the design of these instruments is absolutely critical, because if we design institutions and policies and protections without that in mind, they won't work.
I understand that the Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill said, and I quote, "Over the past 10 years, the migration system has drifted deeper and deeper into reliance on low-paid temporary migration workers who we know are routinely exploited." Just how much do you think that it will actually take to tackle that deeper, those deeper systemic barriers around this issue?
We need to change employer behaviour, and the best way to do that is for employers to no longer be able to assume that if they underpay migrant workers, they're not going to get caught, because the regulator won't find them and migrant workers will never speak up. And we need to change that situation so that they believe migrant workers will speak up if they're mistreated, or they'll be able to actually leave their employer and find a new employer without that exploitative boss holding this over their heads and telling them they're going to call immigration. We hope these changes will start to make a dent in breaking that cycle. And then if migrant workers are able to safely come forward, the new offences that the government's introducing and the $50 million they're putting into enforcement could actually have a substantial impact, because migrant workers will be willing to report exploitation and support government investigations.
Associate Professor Bessina Fabenblum from Migrant Justice Institute, University of New South Wales Faculty of Law and Justice, ending that report.